天上来的声音。
This afternoon, we would like to use the topic, the voice from heaven.
我们素人呢，要听到从天上来的声音是不容易的。
For us to hear the voice from heaven is not easy.
那我们在地面上人的声音很多。
And there are so many kind of voice on this earth.
但是古代有一些虔诚的人啊，能够从天上来的声音让他们听得懂。
But some of the ancient people who are godly person listen to a voice from heaven.
就把它记录下来。
And they hear the voice and record it down.
那么既然是从天上来的，当然跟我们世人有密切的关系。
Since the voice is from heaven, therefore they are a very intimate relationship with human.
主耶稣在世传福音的时候
，When Jesus was on the earth preaching the gospel，
从天上来的声音没有几次
，And there are only few times of voice from heaven。
但是这个声音呢，有的同时跟耶稣在一起的，虽然听得到，却不明白。
Some of the voice been heard by the follower of Jesus， but do not understand。
像有一次从天上来的声音，主耶稣所听的。跟旁边人所听的却不一样。
For example, there is an incident, the voice from heaven here in the ear of Jesus are different from the ear of followers.
主耶稣听得很清楚，旁边的人啊，以为是打雷啊。
Jesus heard clearly the voice from heaven, but the follower thought it's the thunder from the heaven.
那么有关从天上来的声音呢？新约圣经在启示录里面的记录比较多。
In regarding this topic, we can see many records in the book of Revelations.
因为启示录呢是使徒约翰蒙神的启示，在异象当中来了解世界末后要演变发生的一些事情。
Revelation is regarding the end time of the vision of the end time, which has been seen by the disciple of John.
但是有些异象呢，约翰他看是归看，是看不懂。
But some of the vision that John saw, which he does not understand at that time.
因此呢，从天上来就有声音告诉他这个是什么，你要把它记录下来。
Therefore, beside the vision, he heard the voice from heaven try to explain and try to tell him what to do.
所以启示录里面从天上来的声音呢，大多数都跟这个世界的末后有关系，要发生的事情有密切的关系。
Therefore, when we see the recording of the Revelation, there are so many places record the voice from heaven regarding the end time.
当然呢，也跟我们世人呢都有密切的关系。
Of course, that voice is really related to today's world.
所以下午呢，想提出一小部分跟大家做参考。
This afternoon, I would like to use few of the records as the reference to discuss with you.
请看启示录十二章第十节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12,
第十节到十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 10 to 12.
启示录圣经的最后一卷，启示录十二章第十节到十二节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 to 12.
我听见在天上有大声音说：“我的神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。”第十一节。
11.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽然住于死也不爱惜生命。12节。
12.
所以诸天和住在其中的，你们都要快乐吧，只是地和海有灾祸，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。从第十节到十二节，这是从天上来的声音。
From verse 10 to 12, this is the voice from the heaven.
那么在这边呢，首先约翰所听到的就是说有关神的救恩啊。
First of all, John have heard is the salvation of God,
以及能力、国度、基督的权柄
，and the power, the authority, and the kingdom of the God.
那么这种情形呢，都快要来到了。
All these incidents would happen very soon,
因为这都跟世人有密切的关系。
Because all these subject has the direct relationship with humankind.
但是在第十节的这个下半段提到说， 在神面前昼夜控告信耶稣的人。
On the latter portion of verse 10 saying the accuser who accused the believer of God
啊，被摔下来
and will be hurt done。
这是指着在灵界方面的魔鬼啊。
And this is regarding, the accuser is regarding the devil in the spiritual realm.
本来是高级的天使，因为违背神呢，而被神呢啊摔下来。
They used to be the angel in heaven, but because the pride, they've been hurt down by God.
因为那是属灵气的恶魔呢，是人。肉眼看不见
because they are all in the spiritual realm therefore the human cannot see by the visual eyes
所以有时候我们会觉得莫名其妙怎么会发生这些事情原来就是在灵界方面的魔灵呢在陷害我们
sometimes we may feel something happen in a very strange way because there is a spiritual realm right beside us
甚至有的人好像有病去给医生一看说没有啊这些毛病呢有时候呢，让人很难去了解的。
And some kind of ill that the doctor won't even tell what it is. This is something we cannot understand. But according to the Bible, we understand this is coming from the spiritual realm.
所以世人有时候所遭遇的，就是跟灵界的这个有关系的。
Therefore, sometimes the incident that we encounter more or less relate to the spiritual power.
但是神是慈爱的神，要保护我们。
However, God is merciful God, He will protect us.
所以借着从天上来的声音，让约翰能够了解。
By the voice from the heaven would allow John to understand.
首先他提到神的救恩。
First of all, he mentioned the salvation of God.
什么是神的救恩呢？
What is the salvation of God?
这个救恩的内容非常丰富啊。
The content of the salvation of God is abundant.
救恩是为世人所预备的。
Salvation is prepared for human.
为什么人需要救恩呢？
Why does human need the salvation of God?
啊，这个就要让我们联想到我们人类为什么在这个世界上受苦呢？
That really recall or remind us why do we have to suffer on this earth?
基督徒都看过创世纪。
As a Christian, you may read through the Genesis.
也就是说人类的来源。
In other words, it's the beginning of human.
是神所创造。
Which is the creation of God.
把我们人类的始祖安住在伊甸乐园里面过着幸福快乐的生活。
He said that he set the ancestor of human in the wonderful garden of Eden.
但是这种情形却经过不久啊。
But not while ago, later,
人间的伊甸园早就消失了。
Then the physical Garden of Eden disappeared.
就是在亚当的时代，因为他违背神的话，就消失了。
Which disappeared in the Adam's time because he disobeyed God's command.
因此，人类在这个世界上呢，就脱不了啊忧愁、痛苦、劳苦这些事情。
Then the toil, the suffer, come right after human.
这就是跟罪有连带的关系。
All these relate to the sin.
当年神对亚当说啊
，At that time, God told Adam,
你不可以摘这个分别善恶果子来吃啊。
You should not touch and eat the fruit on the forbidden tree.
吃的日子必定死。
The time you eat, the time you will die, you shall die.
实际上，亚当夏娃摘来吃以后，并没有死掉。
But actually, when they ate the fruit, they did not die right away.
那么神说的必定死就是人跟神直接交往的灵命死了。
The meaning of God says you shall die means the relationship with God is dead.
但是肉体还活着。
But the physical body is still alive.
那么就跟以前完全不一样。
Which is this kind of life is way different from the life before.
虽然肉体还活着但是有很多的痛苦。
Although the physical life you still can obtain, but you will suffer for your physical life.
一直到现在。
Until now.
所以神才需要预备救恩啊。
Therefore, that's the purpose for God to prepare the salvation.
那这个救恩呢，就在一千多年前呢，就出现了。
And this salvation appeared at about, almost 2,000 years ago.
在这之前呢，神的救恩都是暂时性的。
Before that, the salvation of God is temporary.
但是 不能够呢根本解决人类的罪。
Because the salvation is temporary, cannot solve the human sin forever.
所以当众人死在罪恶里面的时候，
When human die in sin,
神就非常的痛心啊。
And God is in grief.
就一直要预备救恩啊。
He tried to prepare the salvation for human.
一直到一千多年前呢，这个救恩才出现出来。
Until almost 2,000 years ago, the fulfillment of the salvation appeared.
所以救恩的内容呢，第一点呢，就是要救人类脱离死亡。
Therefore, the first point of salvation is to relieve human from the death.
人的死亡呢，可以分为几次啊。
The death of human can be discussed several times.
像始祖犯罪以后啊，
For example, when the ancestor commit the sin,
是死在罪恶里面，
they die in the sin.
这是第一次的死。
This is the first death.
那么人呢，活在这个世界上，有一天呢，也会结束他世界的生活。
For all human, one day would die and end the life of this world.
从基督徒的这个观点来看呢，这个不算死啊。
From the viewpoint of Christian, this is not so-called death.
只不过是结束世界的生活。
And we should call it is the end of the life.
因为自从信耶稣以后，就永远活在耶稣的恩典里面。
Because since we believe in Christ, we are going to live everlasting in Christ.
所以圣经记载基督徒呢肉体的死就是睡着了。
Therefore, Bible always tell a Christian death is asleep.
那有一天呢，他要醒过来的。
One day the person will wake up.
要在神的面前领受福气。
Will wake up in the front of Lord to receive the blessing.
所以救恩的内容呢，最重要要救人类脱离死亡，就是第二次的死。
Therefore, the salvation.That God prepared the salvation in order to relieve the death of human means the death of the second death.
所谓第二次的死就是人接受神的审判。
The second death means the judgment of God.
得救的就得永生。
Whoever be saved will be saved forever.
不能得救的就永远呢在这个属灵的永活里面受刑罚。
Whoever could not be saved will be died forever.
这个圣经把它称为第二次的死。
And this is so-called the second death in the Bible.
请看启示录二十章。
Let's turn to Revelation.
21章。
Revelations 21.
启示录21章的第八节。
Revelation 21, verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人、淫乱的。行邪术的、拜我像的和一切说谎的，他们的粪就在烧着硫磺的火炉里。这是第二处的死。这里有提到一些硬心不信坏行为的人。
And all these be mentioned are the bad person and unbelievers.
那么这些人呢会第二处的死会临到他们。
And these person will face the second death.
那么约翰从天上所听到的声音呢，就是听到这个救恩啊。
And the voice John heard is regarding the salvation.
那么这个救恩就是要救人脱离这个第二处的死。
This salvation is to release human from the second death.
这叫做永远的死亡。
Because the second death is called death forever.
在马太福音25章，主耶稣谈到将来审判的时候。
In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus mentioned about the judgment.
人类有两种结果，就是永生跟永死啊。
Because man would face two kind of result, either live forever or die forever.
所谓永远死亡，这就是第二处的死。
Die forever means the second death.
那么，领受主耶稣救恩的人。
For those who receive the salvation of God,
那么他就有永生啊。
Then the person will receive the everlasting life.
他就不必接受第二处的死。
Then the person doesn't have to face the second death.
我们再看二十章的第六节。
Let's turn back to Revelation, chapter 20.
启示录二十章第六节。
Chapter 20, verse 6.
在 头一处复活有份的，有福气了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们的身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王一千年。这里提到头一处的复活。
Here mentioned about the first resurrection.
这就是主做我们信耶稣洗礼那一天呢，我们的灵命在基督里面复活了。
This first resurrection means on the day we baptize in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, in our life been resurrected in Christ.
还没有接受耶稣救恩，那么这个之前呢，就是死在罪恶里面。
Before receive the salvation of God, means our life has died in the sin.
那么洗礼那一天呢，我们就跟基督一同复活。
On the day of your baptism means we resurrect with Christ on that day.
那这里提到说，这种人有福气。
Here it says, blessed to these kind of people.
就是你我，我们今天信耶稣的做些人。
That means you and I for those who believe in Christ.
因为借着主耶稣的宝血啊，来洁净我们，我们已经圣洁了。
Through His precious blood that washed our sin away, we've been cleansed.
所以第二处的死在我们的身上就没有权柄。
Therefore, here says the second death has no power over us.
那么约翰所听到的救恩的内容，这是其中的一项。
And this is another part of the salvation regarding John, have heard.
这是对我们每一个人都非常重要的。
This is a very important point to every one of us.
那第二处的死，这个是将来的事情。
The second death that will happen in the future.
那么我们现在活在这个世界上。
But today we are live in this world.
那么现在我们所需要的救恩呢
？And the salvation we need today，
那么约翰呢？他所听的声音呢，就是跟现在的救恩也是一样。
Because what the voice that John heard is related to today's salvation。
对现在来说
，For us，
我们自从洗礼以后呢，就能够脱离罪恶的辖制。
For us， when we receive the baptism of Jesus， we've been released from the bondage of sin。
每个人大概都有这么体会啊。
I believe everyone has have this kind of experiences.
当我立志要行善，往往呢表现出来就没有善行。
When I determine to do good, but I cannot perform it.
这就是因为罪的权束在我们的身上。
That because the bondage of sin still caught on us.
使我们没有办法来胜过它。
Without cannot let us to do good or overcome it.
但是我们信耶稣以后就不一样。
But since we believe in Christ, we are totally different.
我们立志要行的善事能够一件一件的实现出来。
When we determine to do good, we can do it now.
这就是因为我们脱离罪的权势，在基督的恩典里面。
That because we are released from the bondage of sin, we are live in the grace of God.
再加上圣灵的带领，就让我们渐渐渐渐向善。
And with the help of Holy Spirit, we can go towards the good.
主耶稣的救恩也包括要拯救我们脱离摩西的律法。
And Jesus' salvation includes we've been released from the Mosaic law.
当律法还没有在这个世界上的时候
，before the law come to this world,
连犯罪根本都不知道这叫做罪。
If a person commit the sin, nobody would tell what is that sin.
但是律法出来以后呢，人就知道罪。
But since the law been established, therefore human knows what is called sin.
那律法又成为一种权势呢，来压住人。
Then the law become a power to cut the people.
所以保罗呢，他就阐明这一方面的真理呀。
And Paul tried to explain this type of truth to us.
说主耶稣的救恩。也要救我们脱离律法的束缚啊。
He says Jesus' salvation will release us from the bondage of Mosaic law.
让我们能够很轻松的来表现出呢律法所规定的事情。
That will allow us to perform under the law easily.
那么救恩的内容跟现在也有关系的。
And part of the content of salvation is related today.
就是脱离魔鬼的权势。
In other words, we've been released from the control of Satan.
我们请参看约翰一书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
十八节十九节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 18 and 19.
约翰一书第五章十八节十九节。
First John chapter 5 verse 18 and 19。
在圣经的最后启示录的前面，这个犹大书的前面就是约翰啊。
And before the book of Judah。
约翰一书五章十八节。
First John chapter 5 verse 18。
我们知道，凡从神生的，必不犯罪；从神生的，必保守自己。那恶者也就无法害他。十九节
，19。
我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者手下。这里提到说从神生的，就是指的信耶稣的人。
Here says by anyone born of God means those who believe in Christ。
因此呢，恶者魔鬼就没有办法来陷害他。
Then the evil one will not damage or harm the person。
十九节地记载说，全世界都握在恶者的权的手下。
Verse 19 says the whole world is under the control of the evil one。
虽然是看不见，实际上是一种呢一种力量在控制数量。
Although we cannot see where is the evil, but we can feel there is a power control this earth。
但是信耶稣以后呢，就脱离这种恶势力的力量。
But belief in Christ is the way to be released from this type of control.
所以今天我们信耶稣的人有很多的自由。
Therefore, today we believe in Christ, we can feel the freedom.
就是因为我们脱离了魔鬼的这种权势。
That because we've been released from the control of the evil one.
因为呢，有基督跟我们同在。
The most important reason, because we have the abidance of Christ.
这个也是包括在耶稣的救恩里面。
This is the part of Jesus' salvation.
那以上所说的好像比较消极性的。
And we have been mentioned many message is very quite passive.
比较积极的，也就是说呢，主耶稣的救恩呢，还要救我们上天国啊。
On the other hand, the salvation will bring us to the kingdom of heaven.
这个是人类最后的归宿的地方。
This is the ultimate goal of all human.
但是呢，要在今生的时候接受耶稣的救恩啊。
But the first thing you have to do, you have to receive the salvation at today.
才能够享受到这一份福气啊。
In order to receive and enjoy the blessing.
请看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
十八节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 18.
新约305页305页
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 18.
十八节，主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，也必救我进他的天国，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。这里提到说，主耶稣必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，这是现在的危险。
Here tell us the Lord will rescue me from every evil attack means the attack we may see every day.
我们今生有很多的困难，很多凶恶的事情往往在我们的周围。
We may encounter the attacking of the evil or the trouble or the suffering on our daily life.
所以借着主耶稣的救恩就能够呢脱离这些啊。
But through the salvation of God we will be rescued from these.
那么救恩呢？更积极的就是说要救我们上天国啊。
And furthermore, the salvation will bring us safely reach the heavenly kingdom.
啊，这是基督徒活泼的盼望。
And this is a very active hope that we are behold on.
所以这种从天上来的声音是值得我们去抓住它的。
Therefore, the voice from heaven is worthwhile for us to grip on.
那么所谓救我们上天国呢？
We so-called, we have to reach the heavenly kingdom.
就是我们圣经里面所提到的，就是承受永生啊。
In other words, it's been mentioned in Bible several times to inherit the life, everlasting life.
人活在世界上有时间的限制。
Because we are limited, we do have a limited time on this earth.
根据摩西的祈祷，他说人生七十年、八十年就算不错了。
According to the prayer of Moses, we understand the human's life is about 70 to 80.
但是在创世纪第五章有记载，古代的人呢， 也有八百多岁、九百多岁的。
But once we see the human in Genesis, we can see they live 800 years, even 900 years.
但是有时间的限制，都成为过去。
But more or less, still the human encounter the lifetime, the end of the lifetime.
我们年轻的时候，有一些人，我们非常的尊敬他们。
Some of the people we may respect them when they are young.
因为他们在世界上的表现呢，值得我们敬佩的。
Because their performance will receive the respect from others.
当我们年纪渐大的时候，这些人都成为过去了。
But when we are growing old, all these people we've been respect, they have passed away.
因此呢，将来的永生对我们每一个人来说都很重要的。
Therefore, the eternal life is important for every one of us.
所以耶稣的救恩呢，就是包括这个永生啊。
Jesus' salvation includes the everlasting life.
请看约翰福音三章十六节。
Let's turn to Gospel John chapter 3 verse 16.
约翰福音第三章十六节。
Gospel John chapter 3 verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。这一节圣经呢，非常有名啊。
And this is a very famous verse.
因为神爱世人。
Because God loved man.
那么要做些相信耶稣的人不会灭亡。
For those who believe in him shall not perish.
反而要得到永生啊。
But have eternal life.
虽然这么简单，但是确实很重要。
Although the message is simple, but it's important.
每个人都不愿意灭亡。
Nobody will be perished.
这个灭亡呢，就是指的第二次的死啊。
Perishing means the second death.
得永生呢，就是永远活在神里面。
To obtain the eternal life means we are going to live forever in God.
所以主耶稣的救恩呢，我们呢，必须要去接受的。
Therefore, we have to accept the salvation of God.
主耶稣的救恩，包括呢，在永生里面的这种荣耀的赏赐。
Because the salvation includes the gift in the glory.
那么荣耀的赏赐每个人不一样的。
The gift we receive are various.
有的荣耀比较大，有的比较小。
Some of the people may receive bigger glory or smaller glory.
保罗曾经把它形容好像天上的星星的光度。
Because Paul once described the glory just like the star in the sky.
这些得救的人呢，在永生里面呢，这种属灵的荣耀呢，每个人不一样。
The people who've been saved receive the glory and the light of the glory are different.
这就要看我们在世界上为主耶稣所付出的劳苦多大，将来的赏赐就多大。
That really depend on how much labor we've been put on for Jesus Christ in this world.
所以有的人为什么要献身当传道世界到世界各地传福音呢？
Therefore, we can see what is the reason make the people to determine to be the preacher and preach all over the place.
也就是盼望将来这种永远的荣耀。
They are expecting the eternal glory.
那么这种荣耀呢？大部分的信徒有一样的，就是有荣耀的身体。
And the common glory that the believer will receive, which is the glorious body.
我们请看腓立比书第三章二十一节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章二十一节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 21.
新约280页，两百八十页。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 21.
二十一节，他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能。将我们做卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。每个人一样的，就是有荣耀的身体，叫做灵体呀。
Here tell us, for those who believe in Christ will transform into a glorious body, the spiritual body.
那么这边所记载的，就是基督再临那一天，如果我们肉体还活在世界上。
This verse tries to tell us on the second coming day of Jesus, if we are still alive.
那么我们这个肉体 这个身体就要改变成为灵体，跟主耶稣复活的灵体一样。
Then our physical body will transform into a glorious body, just like the body he resurrect.
因为血肉诸体不能承受神国啊。
Because the body with the flesh cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣再来那一天呢，一定要改变。
Because on the day of his second coming, we are going to be transformed.
那么从古代到现在，在神里面离开世界的人，
From the old time till now, for those who die in Christ,
他们的身体要复活成为灵体，
And they are all going to arise and turn into a spiritual body.
那么就跟基督复活的灵体一样，
And that will be like the body when Jesus resurrect.
那么有关这个呢，有些人有一种疑问，就是古代有两个人没有经过死而升天的人怎么办呢？
Some people may have a question to question that there are two person resurrect into a heaven without been through the death.
就创世纪里面的那个以诺，
which is the Enoch in Genesis.
还有列王记下里面所记载的以利亚升天，
and the prophet Elijah went into heaven without being。And I just heard recently a new type of interpretation.
说这个身体的改变呢，基督是第一个。
Because the transform of the body, Jesus is the first one.
所以当年的以诺跟以利亚就不可能有这种身体的改变。
Since that is the reason, therefore, Enoch and Elijah, they would not transform their physical body.
那我问他，血肉诸体怎么升天呢？
Then my question is, how can a flesh body can go into the heavenly kingdom?
他说神是万全能的，可以用，也可以用我们所能够了解的极动的方法把它能动起来。
Because God is Almighty God, He can use, by all means, He can use many ways to transform that person, for example, a frozen type.
那将来死一道再解冻。
And a frozen body, until the time up, he can be defrosted.
这是做参考，不一定要相信。
And this is only for reference, this for reference only.
不过我们从圣经所记载的能够了解的，
But from the Bible, we can understand.
就是身体改变，
Which is, we definitely will be transformed into another type of body.
成为灵体。
And to become a spiritual body.
那有关以利亚跟以诺呢，圣经的记载呢太少，我们无法去了解。
Regarding the Enoch and Elijah, because the lacking of the record, we cannot really go deeper to understand.
不过让我们知道，这个约翰所听的天上来的声音的救恩，就是包括这个哈。
Because that would only allow us to understand the transformation will be part of the salvation.
在声音里面呢，提到这个救恩啊，就是跟每个人都有关系的。
In the voice, John heard the salvation, which is related to every one of us.
那这个声音里面又说这个已经来到了。
And the voice even go further tell John, this has come.
也就是说，我们今天信耶稣的人，就是已经领受这个救恩了。
In other words, the salvation we have received has come earlier.
那么神的救恩呢？这个普遍性。跟怎样去接受的
？And how can we accept or the common of the salvation？
这个也很重要。
And this is another important point for us to understand。
并不是限定犹太人才能够接受救恩。
The salvation is not only been given to the Jewish people。
神的救恩呢是普世的，就是全世界的人。都可以接受的。
And God's salvation is common, will be accepted by anyone in this earth.
就没有种族的分别。
Which is will not be discriminated by the race or the nations.
在神的救恩里面呢，人呢都是一样的。
Therefore, under the salvation of God, everyone is same.
也没有阶级的分别。
Will not be differentiated by the status of that person.
是普世性的。每一个种族都有资格去接受的
，which is common will be received by all nations。
我们请参看彼得后书第3章第9节。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9。
彼得后书第三章第九节
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9，
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿意有一个人存人，乃愿人人都悔改。彼得在这边提到主耶稣啊，延迟还不来的原因啊。
Here Peter tried to explain what is the reason that the late coming of Jesus.
就是神宽容，盼望每个人都能够得到救恩。
Because God is patient with every one of us, will not see anyone to be perished.
他不愿意，人呢啊沉沦。
Because He doesn't want to see anyone to perish.
他愿意每个人都能够呢啊悔改得救恩。
He expects everyone to receive the salvation and repent.
这就是约翰所听到的啊这种。声音呢？这个救恩是普世性的。
And that will cover the voice that John heard regarding the salvation.
那么啊，这个救恩呢啊，是白白要赐给人的。
And another point is the salvation will give everyone freely.
也就是说，信耶稣的人就是白白称义啊。
In other words, for believer of Christ will be justified for free.
也曾经有人邀请人来信耶稣，对方就问信耶稣要不要钱啊？
Because sometimes when we ask people to come to believe in Christ, people may ask how much will cost.
当然不要钱，是白白要赐给人的。
The Bible tells us clearly we are going to obtain the salvation for free.
这是神的恩典啊。
Because this is the blessing of God.
所以我们受洗以后就能够白白称义。
After the baptism.We are going to be justified for free.
请看罗马书第三章二十四节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3, verse 24.
罗马书第三章二十四节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 24.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。这里提到我们因为神的恩典呐。
Here it says, because His grace,
蒙主耶稣救赎白白称义
and through the redemption, we are justified freely,
不需要付出什么代价
and will not cost us anything.
但是呢，圣经却强调我们要以信心接受
But Bible tells us we have to believe in faith, by faith.
请看二十五节
Let's read verse 25.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。这里提到，要借着人的信来显明神的救恩呐。
Here it says through the faith of human in order to demonstrate his justice。
所以以上就是让我们了解神的救恩的内容跟呢啊。这个神的救恩要赐给谁？谁能够接受救恩呢、啊、
？Up to us, without us, what's the content of His salvation, and who will be qualified to receive the salvation?
那么有关神的救恩呢，到什么时候结束呢
？And what is the end of salvation of God?
当然，到主耶稣再来那一天、啊、
Of course, that will be last until the day of second coming of Jesus.
所以在这之前呢，救恩的门都打开的。
Before that day.The salvation, the door of salvation will be wide open.
基督徒也是在这一段时间呢，要努力做见证。
As a Christian, we should bear more testimony for Christ.
我们请看哥林多后书第六章第二节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2.
哥林多后书第六章第二节。
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2.
因为他说在耶纳的时候我应允了你在拯救的日子我搭救了你看啊现在正是耶纳的时候现在正是拯救的日子保罗当年呢写哥林多后书的时候提到有关耶稣的救恩、啊、
When Paul wrote the second Corinthians he mentioned the salvation of God
说在神耶纳的时候这一段里面呢啊我们要去接受
In the time of God's favor We should quickly receive
他说现在就是神啊，耶纳的时候拯救的日子
And try to tell the people This is the time of God's favor This is the time of salvation
啊，这个一直延续到现在
That will continue up today
当然呢，主耶稣再来那一天就绝处了。
And the time will be ended at the second coming of Jesus.
所以要信的或者要传的都要把握时机啊。
Therefore, whether you receive or you want to preach, we have to grow hold on a chance.
接下来，约翰又听到天上来的声音，就是能力。
And followed by that voice, John heard the power.
这是神的能力，不是人的能力。
That power is God's power, not human's power.
保罗阐明说，耶稣的福音呢，就是神的大能啊。
And Paul tried to tell us the gospel of Jesus is the almighty power of God.
请看罗马书第一章十六节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1, verse 6.
罗马书第一章十六节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
209页。
Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。保罗不以福音为耻啊。
Here Paul claimed he will not be ashamed of the gospel.
他以耶稣的福音为荣耀。
Because he feel proud of the gospel.
因为呢，耶稣的福音就是神的大能。
Because the gospel is the power of God.
借着福音，往往显出神大的荣耀出来。
Through the gospel, we will see the demonstration of God's power.
我们在传福音的时候，或者接受福音的人呢，都会体会到神的大能力啊。
We either preach or receive the gospel, we may experience the power of God.
啊，这个能力呢，超越人的能力。
Because that power exceeds the human's power.
比如说有的人光是靠着祷告病就好了。
Some people experience only through the prayer the illness been healed.
就是这种能力。
This is the power we so call the power of God.
也就是说神的能力在人的身上显明出来。
In other words, power of God revealed on human.
所以我们在基督里面往往会体会到这些超越人的能力。
In living Jesus Christ, we experience the power of God, which is exceed the human's power.
那么这种能力呢，有时候很难去解释啊。
Sometimes we have no way to explain what is the power looks like.
因为这是神的大能显明出来。
Because this is the almighty power of God demonstrated to human.
那么既然约翰听到从天上来有这种声音，当然我们就能够体会到。
Since John heard the voice from heaven regarding this power, then would allow us to experience it.
所以我们呢，往往会体会到，就是对主耶稣的信心多大，就体会到能力的多大。
We always experience the power based on the belief or the faith we have.
因此呢，有多大的事情呢？我们呢，都希望靠神能够去克服。
Therefore, when we encounter the difficulties, then we have the faith to base on, to believe, and see the power of God.
我们请看马太福音十九章。
Let's turn to Matthew, Gospel Matthew 19.
二十六节。
19, Gospel Matthew, verse 26.
马太福音十九章二十六节。
Matthew 19, verse 26.
耶稣看着他们说，在人做是不能的，在神凡事都能。这句话很有力量。
This is a very powerful message.
在人有很多不能的事情。
For man, there are so many impossible.
在神凡事都能。
But with God, all things are possible.
因此呢，有很多的基督徒在凡事上呢，永不失望。
Therefore, as a Christian, we should not lose our hope to God.
因为他知道神凡事都能。
Because we believe God is God can make all things are possible.
但实际上，有时候人所求的内容却不能够让神来给他完成啊。
But sometimes the content we request is very hard for God to fulfill.
这是因为呢，我们是活在时间里面。
Because we live in the limited of time.
在这个时间里面，好像需要，但是神认为不需要。
In the limited of time, we may require, but God think this is not necessary for us to require.
所以很多基督徒了解神的这种美意以后呢，就有交托的信心。
Some of the Christians recognize this is the will of God, then entrust the faith on God.
所以约翰说听的啊，这种能力的声音是永远是有的。
The voice John heard regarding the power, he believed this is the eternal almighty power.
也就是说神的能力在神的教会里面呢啊，会不断的存在显明出来。
That tell us the power of God will be revealed in his church.
那接下来这个声音里面又谈到国度啊。
In within the voice, there's another content regarding the kingdom of God.
这个国度不是指着世界上的国度。
Of course, this kingdom is not related to any kingdom on the earth.
啊，这个国度是指着属灵的国度。
This kingdom is related to the spiritual kingdom.
也就是说，神国的实现。
In other words, it's the fulfillment of God's kingdom.
有关神国的实现呢，有很多。信耶稣的人误会，以为会建立在这个世界上。
Regarding this topic, many believers think the kingdom of God will be established on this earth.
但实际上呢，神国的实现呢，是将来成全在天上的。
But as we understand, the kingdom of heaven will be revealed in heaven.
但是现在呢，属灵的神国呢，无形的也会实现在地面上。
But another point is the invisible kingdom, which is the spiritual kingdom, will be fulfilled on the earth.
我们请参看启示录十一章十五节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 11, verse 15.
启示录十一章十五节。
Revelation 11:15.
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：“世上的国成了我主和主基督的国。”他要做王，直到永永远远。第七号的天使吹号的时候
，The seventh angel sounded his trumpet。
这是大患难的最后半期的最后的那个号筒啊。
And this is the last trumpet was sung at the end of the disasters。
那么这边提出来，从天上来的声音说，世上的国都要成为主基督的国。
Here tells us the word loud voice from the heaven says the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord.
这并不是基督要在世界上永永远远做王。
And this message does not try to tell us the Lord, Jesus will become the king forever on this earth.
是说呢，使世上的国度呢要全部结束。
Which is try to tell us the kingdom of this world will be ended all.
那么实现呢这种属灵基督的国度。
And this is time to fulfill the kingdom of the Lord in the spiritual realm.
那么现在呢是部分部分的实现。
And today what we see is the partially revealed.
所以有关神国的实现呢，主耶稣在世的时候，曾经有人问他
，Regarding the fulfillment of his kingdom when Jesus was on the earth, people asked him，
说神国在哪里呢
？Where is this kingdom？
耶稣的回答
，And Jesus replied，
是不一定的地方
，And he does not give exact address for the kingdom。
我们请看路加福音十七章二十节。
Let's turn to Gospel Luke。
路加福音十七章二十节。
Gospel Luke chapter 17 verse 20。
法利赛人问神的国几时来到？耶稣回答说：“神的国来到，不是眼睛所能看见的。”二十一节。
21。
人也不得说：“看哪、在这里，看哪、在那里。”因为神的国就在你们的心里，或者是在中间。法利赛人很有学问。
Pharisees are very educated people.
对摩西的律法也非常了解。
They are very fluent with the Mosaic law.
他们也期待神国的实现。
They are all expecting the fulfillment of heavenly kingdom.
这种神权所建立的国度如果能够实现的话，
Because if the kingdom of God can be fulfilled,
就能够充满和平喜乐。
Then in that kingdom, people will see peace everywhere.
所以他们非常的期待这种国度实现。
That's why they are expecting regarding the fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven.
那到底什么时候实现，在哪里呢
？And when and where that kingdom will be seen?
耶稣说这是属灵的，肉眼看不见的。
Jesus replied, "This is the a spiritual issue you will not see from your eyes."
所以耶稣说神国在人的心。
Therefore, Jesus say the kingdom of God is within human's heart.
所以 虔诚相信主耶稣。
For those who godly believe in Christ,
圣灵在他内心充满。
And the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit in that person,
他心里实现了这种属灵的快乐，就是神国实现在他的内心。
If the person truly experienced the spiritual joy, then the kingdom of heaven of God is within that person.
当这一家人全部是基督徒。
If the whole family are all Christians,
有基督化的家庭,
and they've been Christianized,
有基督的爱在里面,
we can see the love of Christ in that family.
那神国就在这个家庭里
面, then the kingdom of God is within that family.
这个基督化的家庭就是神国在里面。
As a Christian life of the family of Christian life, we can see the kingdom of God.
所以我们现在暂时性可以体会到这种国度的气氛。
Therefore, more or less, or temporary, we may experience the atmosphere of the kingdom of the God.
那么约翰所听的天上来的声音的国度，
When we back to what John have heard regarding the voice about the topic of the kingdom.
当然这种国度后来就延续到将来完全属灵属天国的国度。
And that message will continue to be revealed until the full fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven in the future.
这叫做呢神国啊，就是天国。
And this is we call the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven.
我们再看十一章二十节，路加福音。
Let's turn to Gospel Luke chapter 11.
路加福音二十节，十一章二十节。
Gospel Luke chapter 11 verse 20.
我若靠着神的能力赶鬼，这就是神的国临到你们了。主耶稣在被他们说啊。
Here Jesus say,
说他靠着神的能力
，by the power of God，
使一个发疯的人得到平安。
He can give the peace back to a person.
因为呢，有撒旦的灵在这个人的身上。
Because that person was possessed by the demon.
所以他把这个撒旦的灵，就是魔鬼，把他赶出去。
Therefore, he used the power of God to drive out the demon.
这个人身心得到自由平安。
Then this person received the freedom spiritually and physically.
那耶稣说，就是神的国已经临到了。
Then Jesus put a conclusion is the kingdom of God has come to him.
所以当神的能力在哪里显明，哪里就显出神的国。
Therefore, wherever we see the power of God, that is the place of kingdom of God.
这就是 所谓约翰所听到的国度在现在来说。
And that is regarding the aspect of kingdom of heaven that John heard revealed in today.
这是我们在真教会基督里面呢经常会体会到的事情。
And this is the experience we may see and experience in today's true church.
当你体会到神的能力的时候，你非常的高兴。
When we see the power of God, you may rejoice.
当你看到神的能力显明的时候，
When we see the reveal of the almighty power,
这就是神国呢就实现在这里。
In other words, the kingdom of God has come to here.
那将来呢真正的神国就是在天上。
Then the eternal kingdom of heaven is in heaven.
那这个呢就跟每个人都非常有密切的关系。
And this relate to every one of us.
请看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
第五节。
John chapter 3 verse 5.
约翰福音第三章第五节。
John chapter 3 verse 5.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生，就不能进神的国。有一个犹太人的官叫尼哥底母。
There's a person, the official of Jews, Nicodemus.
他羡慕神国的实现。
Nicodemus expecting the kingdom of God.
耶稣告诉他。
Jesus told him,
你必须从水和圣灵来重生啊。
You have to be born from the Spirit and the water.
简单说就是接受洗礼得圣灵。
We make it simple, which is receive Holy Spirit and to be baptized.
那么就能够进入神的国，就是所谓天上来的这个声音的国度。
Then he can enter the kingdom of heaven. It's been heard by John in the voice from heaven.
所以我们今天在基督里面的人啊
，Today we are all in Christ.
都已经有这种资格。
Now we are all qualified.
那么约翰从天上 来的这个声音，他所听到的啊，这个部分内容呢是一部分。
And we understand the voice from heaven that allowed John to hear is part of the message.
接下来他又听到一些声音，就是有关这个属灵气恶魔控告。
The latter portion of that voice regarding the accuser, which is the devil, accused the believer.
还有属灵气的恶魔的时间呢？啊，很短。
And it's regarding the time of that evil is temporary.
因此呢，他就非常的不高兴。
Therefore, he is unhappy.
那么基督徒要怎样来胜过他
？As a Christian, how can we overcome that evil power?
啊，这个声音里面呢，都有告诉我们。
Because from the voice, we can see the instruction.
我们以后呢，再继续参考。
And we will continue in the next sermon.